now. It can mean only one thing.
Say that again.
We all are in this cultural trance.
Go away, you look funny.
I feel it's time for something dramatic. Something that'll surprise the audience. Keep their attention.
Are you ready to rock?
Go away.
The bigger they are, the further they fall, and the funnier it gets.
Every time it seems we've gone about as far as we can, it's time for Grandma and Grandpa to take off.
All you need is a stick, a pot or a pan, spoons, a bell, a triangle, cymbal, anything you can get to make some noise with.
Well, folks, there's real progress. You can see why we call it Exquisite Quirk.
CITR 101.9, Vancouver.
Remain seated, please.
This program tells you what to do in an emergency.
It's controlled by computers.
I'm going to describe some simple techniques that you can use to improve your listening skills.
It's a lot of work. Money.
No records, no record release party. No record release party, no record release party snacks.
They even say that you're going to die.
Welcome to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. This is Bleak and you, in here with you, in case you get the wrong idea. And today we're going to be continuing with the seasonal thing that we usually do here, bringing you the weirdest Christmas, I could say songs, but it might be going too far. Christmas type sounds that we bring you every year, and we have next week the next in the Feliz Navidad series. So Feliz Navidad number 4, I'll be kicking it to you next week. This week we're going to be hearing some of the things from the playlist, the new stuff, and getting into the Christmassy sounds a little bit later. So to start off with, let's hear some of this Ariel Pink album, which is new. It's called Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti's Scared Famous. And we'll be hearing, track number 8. And I'll read what that is later.
Oh,
easy to pretend? Is it hard to look back at you? What is real and what is good for all of us? How can it be? Let your convictions are gonna be valid to me. How can it be? How can it be? People living on the outside, living on the wrong side, living on the outside, living on the wrong side. What is true and who is true and where is the truth now for you? Is it hard to confess to yourself? Is it easy to view? Who are wrong in your eyes and what will do satisfy? How can it be that you want us to simplify? How can it be? How can it be? People living on the outside, living on the wrong side, living on the outside, living on the wrong side. People living on the outside, living on the wrong side, living on the outside, living on the wrong side.
And that is Susanna, a track called People Living from, oh, what's that say? Sonata Mixed Dwarf Cosmos. And we heard Alka before that, with Decomposed from the Principles of Suffocation. Started the show with Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti and Scared Famous from Scared Famous. We're hearing The Inhabitants now. And a CD called The Furniture Moves underneath from Drip Audio. DripAudio.com. This one is called The Rancher. We'll be right back.
when you brought the world rock and roll. But my brothers played your songs, and they taught me to sing too. So when I get to heaven, Elvis, maybe I can sing with you. I can almost hear us now, Elvis, singing Silent Night, Away in a Manger, and I Saw the Light. It really hurt me, Elvis, to see you go away. But I've got one consolation, that I'll see you someday. Until then, Elvis, I'll sing your songs and just wish you were here. So Merry Christmas, Elvis, and a happy, happy new year. Merry Christmas.
Well, there you go, guys. Merry Christmas, Elvis, from Michelle Cody. You know nothing more about that, except that you can find that on Ubu.com in a series of, I guess, singles for every day of the year, brought to you by Otis Fodder, and known as, I'm trying to remember the name of this project, 365 something project, I can't remember. But yeah, this is Exquisite Corpse, bringing you the experimental, avant-garde, oddball, and Christmas noises. So we heard Kid Koala and Martin Tetrault in there from Phono Victo. And let me see here. The track we heard, and the CD has gone missing for me. Where the hell we go? There we go. The track was called No Fantasy Island from Phono Victo, Martin Tetrault, Kid Koala, and Inhabitants were in there with The Rancher from The Furniture Moves Underneath. And we're hearing from The Patron, and fantastic album from this year, The Patron, To Kill a Petty Bourgeois, and the track is called You Guys Talk, We'll Spill Our Guts. All right. So we've got more special oddities coming up. Going to be playing for you a special Christmas story thing, and more weird stuff coming up. I don't know. We got a concert calendar coming up about 8:30 or so. Right now it's about 1 minute to 8 o'clock here at CITR, and we probably should get into some special messages for you. So, I think we'll do that.
Ho, 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 Vancouver. It's time for the Mint Records, just in time for Christmas party. On December 14th and December 15th, the Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas party will take place at the Railway Club with an unprecedented number of bands performing. Get there early because the first 75 paid entrants each night will receive a gift. Plus, there will be no advance tickets.
Friday to December the 14th features the Pack AD, Bella, Immaculate Machine, Young and Sexy, and the Buttless Champs. Whereas Saturday, December the 15th, you'll be seeing Vancouver, The Choir Practice, The Awkward Stage, Carolyn Mark, and The Ramblin' Ambassadors. And both nights feature CITR's own DJ Bryston spinning tunes in the back lounge.
The Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas Party, Friday, December 14th and Saturday, December 15th at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street. First come, first serve.
Opening band Friday is Kellarissa, and on Saturday it's Hot Panda.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
CITR is willing to serve a cause greater than themselves. I've been inspired by their strength. You can go there to learn about private efforts in your own community and broadcast 101.9. It gains in strength and audacity. It's very vague. They need additional skills. It's working. And that's your calling as well.
And later that night, the baby Jesus was visited by three spiritual apparitions.
Frosty, the snowman, Santa, the fat man, and the Prince of Darkness, Lucifer. And the first of these was Frosty, the holy snowman. And Frosty, who is a jolly, happy soul, saith unto the baby Jesus, Happy birthday. And led he him down the streets of Jerusalem town right to a traffic cop. And he only paused a moment when he heard him yell,
Jew, stop!
Frosty pulled baby Jesus by the scruff of his holy neck, and run did they them right into the Christmas past, when children had no snow. And baby Jesus did weep, and a voice from heaven bellowed, Behold, from this day forth there shall be snow. And Frosty saith unto the baby Jesus, Thumpety thump thump, thumpety thump thump. And Frosty didst take a piece of snow from himself, and held it out to baby Jesus. And this did Frosty saith unto him, Eat of this snowball, it is my body. And the baby Jesus grabbeth a piece of snow from beneath his feet, and saith unto Frosty, Eat not of this snow, for it is yellow. And then did Frosty the holy snowman hurry on his way, but he saith goodbye, and thou shalt not cry, I'll be back again someday. And the second apparition was Santa. And Santa was weeping, and showeth unto baby Jesus the Christmas present, wherein on the streets of Bethlehem all manner of midget and diminutive free child did beg for food and clothing. And Santa cried out in anguish unto the baby Jesus, saying, Ho, 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 what wouldst thou have me do with these suffering freaks that your father, you know, your real father, hath created? And God spaketh through the baby Jesus, saying, Taketh thou the magic sleigh, and with it take these elf children far away from the Holy Land to the North Pole, and there they shall be jolly and free, toiling in the tunnels of the earth, mining toys from her bountiful bosom. And one night each year, Santa will deliver these toys to all the good little girls and boys. And every other night of the year, Santa shall be chained to the North Pole, and a buzzard shall feast upon his liver, for that is Santa's punishment. And with that, the Lord God Jehovah placed a finger to the side of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. And the third apparition was the fallen angel Lucifer, who offered the baby Jesus a smoke, which he refused. And that was the first temptation. And together they flew upon a magic carpet to a Christmas future, where Satan did show unto the newborn Lord's eyes a vision of bank machines and nuclear missiles, heroin addicts and Baywatch, the rise of Eminem and the fall of NASDAQ. And the Lord baby Jesus did cry out and avert his eyes and soil his holy diapers with the saddest urine ever expunged. And Satan did check his list twice, and saw he him that most people were naughty, and this pleased him. And his laughter thundered, and baby Jesus saw the four reindeer of the apocalypse. And Satan crieth out, and I heard him exclaim, as he called to each reindeer, he called them by name, on war, on famine, on death, on pestilence. And the naughty were terrified by what had befallen them, and rushed about in apocalyptic yuletide anguish. And the nice were dashing through the snow, laughing all the way, for they had purchased 2 weeks worth of canned food and bottled water, just in case. And the baby Jesus wept, and exclaimeth that he wished he had never been born. And Satan did scrap the wish, and baby Jesus saw that if he hadn't been born, then mean old Mr. Potter would be the mayor, and Jerusalem would be called Potterusalem, and the savings and loan would go broke. He saw the lions in Rome starving to death with no Christians to eat. Baby Jesus saw the beetles fail miserably when they had no one to say they were bigger than. He saw Buddhists swarm the earth, spreading their suspicious ideas of humility and meditation. He saw Andrew Lloyd Webber never get that crucial first break. He saw a planet eventually ruled by apes, and he fell to his knees crying,
You maniacs! You blew it up! Damn you! God damn you all to hell!
And
baby Jesus awoketh and realized that it had all been a dream. And he did run through the streets of Bethlehem, calling out, Merry Christmas, Mary! Merry Christmas, Uncle Billy! Boy, bring me a goose! And then the goose was brought forth, which then laid the golden calf, which disturbed the people, but amused the little Lord Jesus, who did smile and resumed he him the immaculate suckling of the holy areola of the Blessed Virgin's delicious, naked, firm, and perked bosom. Then he was crucified. Thus endeth Scroll the Second from the Lost Scrolls of Frosted.
noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Solo the guitar solo.
A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Since when did prog become cool again? Please. Okay, Exquisite Corpse Radio with DJ Bleak in with you tonight. We heard Cloudland Canyon. I believe it's a little hard to read on that CD. Very scriptic, as it were. Silver Tongue Sisyphus, name of the EP thing, and name of the track. Evidently, I think there are only two tracks on that. Still, yes, very esoteric. Speaking of which, Metalux and John Weiss did Exoteric. And track number four, no titles to those tracks, but Metalux and John Weiss. We heard that Christmas Story in there, which I got to nail down more info on that thing, but thanks to Ed Special for that clip. Very interesting, entertaining. The Patron was in there with You Talk, We'll Spill Our Guts from How to Kill a Petit Bourgeoisie, I believe it is. To Kill a Petit Bourgeoisie. Yeah, this is Exquisite Corpse Radio. We have the new RX for you right now. The RX you can find at his MySpace page, and you can find this track, which he doesn't seem to have at thepartyparty.com, which is usually his website, thepartyparty.com. Maybe he has it there by now, I don't know. But Happy RXmas is the track he has up there for the season. So we're going to hear it now. Happy RXmas.
Christmas Passionate Feast. Each year we gather here to celebrate the season of hope and joy, and to remember the story of one humble life that lifted the sights of humanity. Santa, thanks for coming. Glad you made it. I know you got a lot of commitments this time of year, but I appreciate all our entertainers. Thanks for being here. It was a fantastic evening. Christmas is a time to rejoice and to give thanks for the blessings of the season. We also remember that we have a responsibility to help those in need.
What to do?
To the Batmobile. Turn on the lights. And would you help turn on these lights as well by counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Christmas is coming, and it's taking a long time. We got a chance to get some big things done. I've got a message from God. Yeah, a vision of love. It's God's gift to the world. I've got a whole lot of love. Check. I've got a whole lot of love. I've got a whole lot of love. X Christmas is coming. Peace to the world. I'm on a mission from God. I've got a whole lot of love. At this hour, the world is witnessing terrible suffering and horrible crimes in the Darfur region of Sudan. Crimes my government has concluded are genocide.
The human cost is beyond calculation.
I call on the government of Sudan to honor the ceasefire it signed and to help prevent further bloodshed.
I call upon Congress. More troops are needed to protect the innocent.
We need to intervene now before it's too late.
In the long run, the tragedy in Western Sudan requires a settlement between the government and the rebels. All sides must control their forces, end the killing, and negotiate the peace of a suffering land.
Christmas is coming, and it's taking a long time. We got a chance to get some big things done.
We can do it.
Red line.
Our plan is working.
Now, what I'm telling you is technology is going to help us achieve the objective. Something no president or Congress has been able to do.
We're strongly committed to peace for all the peoples of Sudan.
That's the true spirit of America.
The love.
This is the road to paradise.
I still can't figure out why it's a good thing for us to be at war with Iraq and have all these middle class people over there sacrificing.
passing. Surely there's some way we can find in this new moment of hope, peace in the Middle East, peace in the Middle East, peace in the Middle East. In this time of war, we pray for freedom and justice and peace on earth. We set our faith in human love and in God's care for us and all men everywhere. We ask for God to watch over our men and women in uniform who are serving overseas. Their families miss them. Hold a seat open for them and pray for their safe return.
Christmas is coming, and it's taken a long time.
We got a chance to get some big things done.
I've got a message from God.
Yeah, a vision of love.
It's God's gift to the world.
I've got a whole lot of love.
Check.
I've got a whole lot of love. I've got a whole lot of love.
X Christmas is coming.
Peace to the world.
I'm on a mission from God.
I've got a whole lot of love.
Check.
The hearing room of the House of Representatives Committee on Un-American Activities. We, the citizens of the United States of America, owe these, our elected representatives, a great debt. Undaunted by the vicious campaign of slander launched against them as a whole and as individuals, they have staunchly continued their investigation, pursuing their stated beliefs that anyone who continued to be a communist after 1945 is guilty of high treason.
Are you now or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
This is the hearing room of the House of Representatives Committee on Un-American Activities. This is the hearing room of the House of Representatives Committee on Un-American Activities.
Are you now or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
If you look into a book, you might just say, I had fun just like Run, DMC and Jay.
Flash your friends of CITR card and get discounts at Lucky's Comics, RX Comics, Magpie Magazine, People's Co-op Bookstore, and Spartacus Books. Support CITR and pick up your card today.
Is that all I get? It says 44 seconds, and that was only like 10 or something. I don't know. Okay. Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. Vancouver, Canada's favorite radio show, as you know, as you well know by now. Oh, there's part of the end there. Yeah, that was worth waiting for right there. And so we've been hearing some tracks from some very amazing artists there. Torngat, Mountain Noir from the album called You Could Be. Yeah. We heard Paul and Oates in there. Paul and Oates. Yes. Someone's Idea of a Joke, name of the album, which is hard to find unless you work where I do. And a track called Fatally Execute. And RX before that. Happy RXmas from the Party Party. Well, I don't know. It could be at the Party Party. You can find it at the MySpace/RX, I think. Or maybe it's MySpace/ThePartyParty. I don't know. I forget. Give it a try, though. You can find it. I know you can. You're very smart people. You are. And let me see. We got a concert calendar to do. Let's do that. Yeah, let's get into it. It's the weekly drinking game here at CITR. So, and, oh, it used to be in a bookmark, and now it's gone. Oh, I hate that. I hate that. Here we go. So, well, we're taking it from livemusicvancouver.com. I'm going to tell you what's happening tomorrow night, Friday night. The Death Rays, the Hoovers, Zip Guns, and Numb Skull at the Astoria Hotel. And we have Top Drawers, Strange Brew, Make the Lion at Backstage Lounge. Dat Rock enters Biltmore Cabaret. What does that mean? The Biltmore Cabaret, yes. Dat Rock. What does that mean? House of Rock and Ready, Set, Die. And Ending Alexander and Atherin at Cheers Nightclub in Delta. Here's something that... There's Screaming Chicken. Is that a promoter? Because I can't resist that name. Screaming Chicken. Yeah. But enough of that. Taboo Review at the Cobalt. Okay. Now, this show is canceled. The Goalers, Entropia, Red Ant Army, and Scabs. I guess there's another Scabs. There was a Scabs from the East, I think in New York, with the S-K-A-B-S. This one's with a C. I like the one from New York. I don't know about this one. Anyway, it's canceled. The Columbia show for tomorrow night is canceled. I don't know what they're bringing you instead. Maybe nothing. Amon Amarth. 8:30 says Decapitated. Himsa canceled. So, okay, you got Decapitated is canceled. Himsa is canceled. I think Amon Amarth, which I can't say, is still playing. And Sonic Syndicate seems to be playing. And Gross Misconduct, they look like they're all playing. And that's at the Croatian, don't you know. Blue Voodoo at the Days Inn in Surrey. Cold, Cold Hearts at Dewey's Pub and Grill in Coquitlam, and let's see. Well, that's interesting. That's just too long to read, though. Groove Grinders and Gotwood. And I'm not sure what this means. Productions present. Dance your bums off with Groove Grinders. at John B. Pub in Coquitlam, B.C. DJ Johnny at Princeton Pub. Now, a food for music event with Xmas Metal Showcase, Civil Ruin, and Flood of Fire, divided with members of Soul Scar and Without Mercy at Pub 340. Now, of course, the big thing going on tomorrow night with lots of people from Mint Records you'll recognize and people from CITR representing there for you. Mint Records, Just in Time for Christmas Party, Young and Sexy, The Buttless Chaps, Immaculate Machine, Bella, The Pack, AD, Kellerissa, DJ Bryce Dunn in the back lounge, don't you know? And Bryce Dunn, just go up there to Bryce Dunn and give him some loving. Good man. It's at the Railway Club, don't you know? So we also, I think there's a few bands on the poster here that weren't mentioned. Choir Practice, Van Cougar, Awkward Stage, Ramblin' Ambassadors, Carolyn Mark. Oh, well, that's because that's Saturday's lineup. So there's 2 days, of course. And Carolyn Mark, Ramblin' Ambassadors, The Awkward Stage, Choir Practice, and Vancouver, Saturday, December 15th. Tomorrow, Young and Sexy, Buttless Chaps, Immaculate Machine, Bella, The Pack, AD. There you go. The first 75 paid entrants each night will receive a present. So get there early, don't you know? Didn't I work? Let's see. Also, Hallmark, Ladies' Night, and Petroleum Byproducts at the Royal Union Cabaret. And Story, Snow, and Song, a Bill Richardson Christmas with Vancouver Chamber Choir and John Washburn, conductor, at Ryerson United Church. All Friday night, kids. Vancouver Welsh Men's Choir at Shaughnessy Heights United Church. No doubt, Christmas thing. And that's what's going on tomorrow night. That's what I always give you every week. Well, usually every week. And I got two Christmas parties to go to this weekend. Tomorrow and Saturday. So I can't go to anything else but those. And so, of course, everything has to happen on those nights. Everything else, I don't. It's my luck, huh? Anyhow, we finally got playlists fairly updated at members.sha.ca/ecorps. And podcasts are always available. I usually get to those by Thursday night or Friday sometime. So, check out the podcast. They're always up there for you. Usually three or four of them all together. And much more things can be found at citr.ca if you're interested, if you're listening from overseas, as some evidently some French people are known to, actually. And some other people from all over the North America, evidently. I get mail every now and then from people that listen to podcasts or whatnot. We're going to be hearing a track from Snake Finger now. It's called There's No Justice in Life. I like to play this every now and then because, for one thing, I like it. And for another thing, it always reflects kind of the way I feel about life, especially in the last few years. Enough said. So, Snake Finger, There's No Justice in Life on Exquisite Corpse. We'll be right back.
look for logic in the night. Cause in life, there's no justice in life. Life is like some tours of people on the floors. Tourists who keep tours, it's waiting for applause. Listen to his roars, like some grounded jaws. He obeys the laws that are full of major flaws. There's no justice in life. Well, in life, there's no justice in life. Don't listen to the man, doesn't understand. Cause his education's only indoctrination. Now he's saying you can be successful too. And what he says is true for the privileged few. In life, there's no justice in life. Well, in life, there's no.
I'm thinking about the guy.
Degenerate Art Ensemble there. And, yeah, we're coming to the end of Exquisite Course. About 10 minutes to go, and we have a last track coming up for you by, what's the name again? Brad Turner Quartet. Small Wonder is the name of the album. From the Maximum Jazz label and the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, which we fondly call CBC up here. I will be here next week with Feliz Navidad number 4 and whatnot. So, just tell you what we heard in the past. We heard Snake Finger, There's No Justice in Life, and I told you about that, okay? But after that was Grizzly Bear with Plans, from the Friend EP. And then we heard Degenerate Art Ensemble with Cuckoo Pie from the Cuckoo Crow album. What would you call that? A experimental jazz type venture of maybe I should just stop there. Anyway, till next week, kids, remember the future is bleak, and happy holidays. Try to survive. Bye-bye.